This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 3rd, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 15th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series welcomes American bebop and jazz pianist, composer, and singer Bob Doro to Walton Arts Center's Star Theater Saturday, July 13th. Doro has worked with Miles Davis and Allen Ginsberg and is the voice and composer of songs used in Schoolhouse Rock. More information is available at waltonartcenter.org or KUAF.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a look at the current landscape of politics in Arkansas. Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas sits down with State Senator Jason Rapert and the senior editor of the Arkansas Times, Max Brantley. Also, a couple of educational lessons. First, we learn the work that goes into transporting and caring for livestock participating in the Rodeo of the Ozarks. Then, we look at some of the steps the city of Siloam Springs is taking to perform maintenance on a downtown water tower.
But first, Arkansas ended fiscal year 2013 with a surplus of just under $300 million. The State Department of Finance and Administration reported yesterday that for the fiscal year, which ended Sunday, net available revenue was just more than $5 billion, $275 million more than last year. State economist John Shelnut says officials will eventually determine what to do with the surplus.
That money will be parked until the legislature comes back into session. It initially goes into what's called the Revenue Allotment Reserve Fund, and then it will become a General Improvement Fund money at a later point. So it will be available for one-time spending needs.
Officials say revenues were higher than the previous year and revenue predictions primarily because of an increase in income tax collections from individuals. The department attributed the growth to residents shifting income into tax year 2012 to avoid higher federal income tax rates.
Ongoing highway improvements mean motorists should expect major lane closures and delays this July 4th holiday. Randy Ort with the Arkansas State Highway and Transportation Department says sections of roadway will be closed on I-530 in Jefferson County, I-540 in Crawford and Sebastian counties, and on U.S. 67 in White County.
I-40 the other direction towards Fort Smith. We've got some major work right through Russellville. We've got about 8 miles where you're going to have, it's going to be narrowed down to one lane in each direction, so you need to plan appropriately for that. A lot of people travel between Little Rock and Pine Bluff. They're very familiar with about an 8 mile construction zone we have near Redfield. You're still going to encounter one lane closed, so only one lane open in each direction throughout this week.
Additionally, only one lane will be open in each direction on Interstate 540 in the Fort Smith area. Ort says highway officials are pleased to report that the major work zone on Interstate 40 near Hazen is now substantially complete, and all travel lanes will be open in that area between Little Rock and Memphis.
After interest rates on new Stafford student loans for low-income applicants doubled this week, many wonder if Congress will be able to arrive at a solution to keep rates lower. Yesterday, on the campus of the University of Arkansas Little Rock, some students reacted to the news of the rate hike.
It's sort of the sacrifice that you make if you're going to do years of education. You know, there's those years of income that you don't get a lot of times, and so, you know, which one's going to put you further?
People are a little bit shy now of the loans because of that, not knowing what's going to happen, what the interest rate is going to do, how it's going to affect them.
Makes you think of what it's worth, and if they're going to raise the rates on it again, then that makes it even worse at that point, because then you're going to end up spending a lot more for it, and it's going to take you longer to pay it back. So my mom still paid back her loans 20 years after she graduated.
Those were the voices of students H.L. Moody, Camille Guest Mitchell, and John Fitzhugh. Low-income students who apply for federally subsidized Stafford loans for the upcoming fall semester will see their interest rates double from the current 3.4% to 6.8%.
A rise in temperatures and outdoor activities brings an increase in fire-related injuries. Sparklers and fireworks used to celebrate the summer holidays are often the cause of burn wounds. Pamela Richard is the spokeswoman for the Burn Prevention Outreach Program at Arkansas Children's Hospital, home to the state's only burn center. She says they've been spreading awareness for more than 15 years.
We have an informational bulletin that we have as a press release. We also try to, encourage parents not to buy the fireworks and to take the families to public firework display and not buy fireworks and shoot them off themselves. You never let kids shoot the fireworks.
More information on the Burn Center is available at archildrens.org.
Another proposed ballot initiative aimed at legalizing medical marijuana in the natural state has been rejected by the Arkansas Attorney General's office. The group Arkansans for Medicinal Cannabis, for the fourth time, submitted the popular name and ballot title for proposed amendment to the state constitution, and Attorney General Dustin McDaniel again rejected the proposed ballot initiative on grounds that the proposed amendment contains several ambiguities, stating in part that the text, as provided to his office, is too overly broad in scope and does not list the ramifications of declaring cannabis, hemp, or marijuana as an agricultural commodity, a medicinal product, or as an intoxicant.
Speaking of amendments to the state constitution, a lawsuit was filed yesterday in Pulaski County to strike down the 2004 amendment barring same-sex marriage in the state. 11 couples were named as plaintiffs in the suit brought against the state. The plaintiffs, represented by attorney Cheryl Maples, seeks to have Amendment 83 and Act 146 of 1997, another law that prohibits marriage licenses from being issued to same-sex couples, declared unconstitutional and invalid. The suit states that both laws are narrowly focused on only denying the class of homosexuals the right to be married and the right to have their legal marriage recognized by the state of Arkansas.
While last week was the hottest of the year so far, the past 2 days have seen record lows in Fayetteville. The National Weather Service in Tulsa reports that yesterday's low of 53 beats the previous record low of 57 set in 1985. And this morning's low of 52 degrees beats the previous record of 53 set in 1959. And the low of 55 Monday morning tied the record low that was set in 1976. Slight chance of showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s in northwest Arkansas, lower 60s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain, highs from 84 to 89. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows from 58 to 63.